Hello everybody, this is Shei here. Today is just me, nobody else, because you know, like we said, it's me that will be hosting the show now. I don't need Timmy. So Timmy, just talk, shall I? Let me not be as if.
No, go on. No, go on.
I should go on. Go on. You are enjoying it. You can see you are enjoying me leading. So I hope you guys are good. How's the last 2 weeks been? It's a brand new month. You know, Nigeria is working. Everything is good.
Is Nigeria working?
Nigeria has been working fine since our new loving president has entered. Let me not see anything outside of that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. How have you guys been? Me, I've been good. I've been okay. I'm sure Timmy is okay. He's not seeing anything, but he's perfectly fine. He cannot be any more fine than this.
Okay.
And I have a special person in the house. I'm going to skip Timmy because I don't care about Timmy. He can go to L for all I care.
Is it because you are losing nipples? Is that why?
No, who said that? Who said I'm losing? I'm not. My people will come through for me. And you found me. I know you people will come through for me. You know, well, say your mouth. Say your, let's
anyways, it's been 2 weeks. Like I usually say, 14 days. I usually count my own by days.
As per what?
As per.
I will start counting my own by hours.
As per the Bible says, teach us to number our days.
Okay.
So it's been a while since we had an episode, and then obviously you should get used to this by now. Like having to go 2 weeks without the podcast, right?
Yeah, it's not like fasting. You have to, you know.
Exactly.
So far before you enjoy.
It is what it is. So Shayu is your special guest. Who are you so excited that he's on the podcast? You don't want me.
This man has ran. He ran away for like 2 years now. I've been looking for him.
1 year, 17 months.
Wait, calm down, brat. You see why I said Timmy is not. I should not be bringing Timmy on the show anymore.
1 year, 7 months.
That way, this guy has ran. He ran away since the beginning of time.
I was starting for him,
and we finally got a hold of him.
Yes.
And that person is Tega.
Yes, remember.
I'm sure you people will remember Tega. Our day one, people that have been following us.
So was it the first season, the fourth episode, right?
Yeah, I was like,
when Tega ran away from the fourth episode of season one, Tega has run away. Now this is the eighth episode of season two. Tega is just coming back.
So Mr. Tega, sir, what do you have to say after all these allegations that we have on you? Defend yourself. Go on.
Who's your source? Where's your source that I ran away? You don't have source. What are you saying? I didn't run away, guys. I've been around.
So why have we not seen you?
So why have we not seen you?
I just went to Netherlands to check a few things out.
For 17
months. For 1 year and 17 months. You left your country, your president,
your people,
your
society, your community.
I went to taste new waters, you know.
Okay, so why the new waters?
I'm trying to explore, you know, different things. And I'm just like, I don't want to lose my roots.
So in short, Tega is back now. He's not going to Gabby.
Tega is back.
No, I just came to
check something. No, don't complete it.
I won't take that.
Don't complete it.
I just came to check something.
I won't take that.
I'm going back to my motherland.
What?
Nigeria is my fatherland. Netherlands is my
motherland. Wow.
You think you're wise. Okay. You think you're wise. I mean, so Tega is back on the show, and then he didn't bring anything when he was coming back. I was not at home when Tega came back.
He brought one thing that I don't know how to eat like this. I don't even know. Hazelnut. I've been killing
hazelnut.
I don't even know what that thing is.
Tega, out of the whole Dutch country, it's only hazelnut you can bring for the boys. After, wow. Do you know how we held it down for you when you were not away? We kept your name flying high in your absence. And you brought
things that we cannot eat.
I won't take that. Tega, you go back and come back again.
You wouldn't blame me. You wouldn't blame me because what they have in Netherlands is basically cheese and bread.
Bring it.
We'll take it. I know you eat bread a lot.
But the bread you do have, is it agigi bread?
Our bread actually slaps better.
If it's not agigi bread, I don't want it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, but anyways, how has the last 1 year, 17 months been for you? Give us a summary. For some of us that we have not left our father, our motherland,
exactly.
Like this. Let's have a taste of what life is over there.
Man, so first of all, you know, one thing I tell people is the Netherlands is the complete opposite of Nigeria. Like, whatever you think is happening in Nigeria, think of the opposite, but in the positive way. Then that's Netherlands.
Wait, I don't understand.
So wait, are you saying everything that's happening in Nigeria is a negative way?
No, all I'm saying is think of the opposite, but in the positive way.
So, for example, you don't have friend. Do you have friend?
Yes, we have it in abundance.
We don't have new Naira notes.
We don't have new notes, but we don't have four queues as well.
So you obviously enjoyed staying in Netherlands than you did Nigeria, right?
I still enjoy staying in Netherlands. So don't say enjoyed because I'm not.
We are not going back, just so you know. We are tying you down.
He said
have you buzzed the room?
Tinubu said that our new president, Your Excellency, sir.
Yes, sir.
He said that anybody that comes in must not go out unless it's signed by the president himself. And ST, Sheikh Tinubu, sir, I greet you too.
You get us, sir.
So, take out. The president have signed your papers. You are not leaving this country. We are going to be here together.
Yes, boss.
But Shay, do we have a topic today or you just want to vibe with Tega? I mean, like, I feel like we could just vibe with Tega all along.
No, Tega is not, he's claiming that we are a second country. In fact, I want to send him out of the show. I'm angry.
When did I say you're a second country?
Yeah, I get angry.
You have only spent 1 year, 17 months. There are people that have spent 17 years, 1 month.
And they are not acting like this.
They don't act like this.
How am I acting?
You, this JJC, that you just come to go to White Park country. You want to come and be telling us that our country is not good enough? We won't take that.
I didn't say your country is not good enough.
You say negative.
No, I said think about opposite but positive. I know it's a tricky statement.
But anyway, Shay, do you have a
topic? But anyways, today we're going to be discussing intercultural relationships. Pretty much, you know, how do you manage relationships if with someone that is outside of your culture? Your culture can be like your tribe. It can be like outside your country, it can be outside like your race, pretty much anything that you're not used to. So let's say, for example, as a Yoruba man, let's say I'm with an Igbo babe.
I will be with an Igbo babe.
Calm down, Timmy, let me finish.
I will be there.
Timmy, relax. Okay. Or like, for example, let's say Tega now is a Nigerian man, but he's also with a Netherlands or a Belgium Chinese woman, or man, as the case.
Please,
because I know that over there,
fellow listeners, I'm still
very rainbow person. Are you a rainbow person?
I'm just one color.
You're just one color.
Okay, good. So that's pretty much it. So Tega, what's yours? You've been exposed to those kind of things as we can see, because your skin is even looking different.
If you see Tega's Esther, so you see Tega. If Tega carried this Esther in Nigeria for 1 week, SARS will stop him. SARS.
Tega wasn't like this before he left.
He wasn't like
was on low court, looking sharp. And like a banker.
Now he's.
I'm looking sharper, yeah?
He's looking like. Stella, I think I'm not looking like we see the rumor. Tega, what's going on? Tell us, what have you experienced in the, cultural dating or relationships since you moved out?
Yes, I have. And one thing I can say is that.
That laughter. Is that a laughter or a bad laughter?
That laughter is very, you know.
I don't want to generalize. Okay. One thing I can say is all ladies are the same.
All ladies are, wow.
What do you mean by that?
Like,
it's all pink on the inside.
All ladies are the same. Like, the same, they kind of like the same problems we face here with women, or the same challenges we face over here in Nigeria with ladies, is the same we face over there as well. But the difference.
Okay.
Is that over there they will not ask for your money.
Wow, that's the big difference.
That's the big difference.
And you're telling them that women are the same.
Because the point is, that's what sets Lagos babes apart from any other babes. Is that they will ask for your money.
Billing.
Yes.
So you don't have that. Is that what you're saying? Like, so,
no, I've been there for a year and 7 months.
17
or 17
months.
According to you guys.
Yes.
Let's go with that.
And no one asked me for like 1 euro.
For 4 euro? One.
Not the what one. Of my data is we soon finish.
We don't experience such.
Ah, God.
Oh, I've never experienced
such. What of my rent is about to expire?
No.
What of my birthday is coming in next 2 weeks when you started dating last week?
No, doesn't happen.
And you said that all women are the same.
It's the cultural difference now, but you know the what's wrong with you? Nothing. You know the way women do now.
Oh, yeah, those general,
that kind of thing. Yeah, those general stuff.
So wait, you are telling me that I can date somebody and she will not ask me for money.
Yes, boss.
Wow.
But first you need to get passport. You have passport now, she?
Are you compounding my yam small?
I won't take this.
I won't take this.
No, I'm just saying like...
I won't take this.
Get passports and...
We are international men. See, today,
yeah, remember that episode. We are international men. Today we identify Tega, as international.
Tega, we will start counting the country. We have experienced the entire cultural relationship. A lot.
Tell us about it.
A lot.
Ngedi, you know, tell
Ngedi.
Us.
Relax.
I'm relaxing.
So, this is just... We're just starting the podcast.
All right.
Relax. We'll share our own experiences too, because you think you're the only one that can talk.
No, I'm not saying. You say I'm the star on the show now, right?
You're nobody, not the star. You are the guest. You are the guest that we can off your mic anytime. Please. So relax. Okay, right. Boss. So Shay, I know. Have you dated any palm colored person?
What do you mean by palm color?
Palm color, like, you know, whiteies.
So far, so good, no. But that will change in Jesus' name.
Inshallah.
So I know what it is to know already. My daughter have dated, but I have dated in my mind. So yes.
So what about people from other countries or other tribes?
Yeah, definitely. I've dated outside my tribe. So, outside my Yoruba.
Them is it? Well, tell me, is it outside girl or Igbo girl?
Is Igbo? That's the Igbo.
See, to the Igbo ladies out there, you are doing well. you see, to be honest, let me tell you the truth. Igbo girls, I'll be there no matter what.
I'm already there.
Even if they say I should bring 5 million and 10 billion for a bride price, I will dig the soil and bring it out because I appreciate them.
Me too. Tega, you to say that you appreciate them.
Yes, I appreciate them.
Okay, good.
Wait, who?
You don't even know who. Igbo don't worry. Yes. Don't worry.
Hey, Tega, I appreciate them. I'm not Igbo.
Yeah, what?
Dutch.
see what I'm saying? These are the issues. One more. These are the first strike.
Yellow card.
So the first question I want to ask is, why would anyone actually go outside of their culture to date someone? Like, why do you think people do that?
Like, are you in a relationship first of all?
By the special grace of God, yes.
So you are putting Jesus at the back.
Jesus is the center of it all.
Okay, I like that.
Like, yes. Is your girlfriend from your tribe?
No, she's Dutch.
So you mean to tell me, Ashi, and our listeners, that you went all the way to Netherlands and you did not specifically go and look for an Urobo girl to date? You went to Dutch.
So you think I'll leave Nigeria to go to Netherlands look for Nigerian?
Yes.
I mean, this man.
What's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that actually?
There's nothing wrong with it actually, but I mean, if she comes around, yes, that's fine.
But what would be your preference? Since you are exposed to like different cultures, exactly, and you now want to pick, would you still pick someone from your culture after you've seen Dutch, you've seen Germany, you've seen all sorts?
I'm a very open person actually.
That's not what I ask.
No, I have to explain now. I have to explain. I'm a very open person.
Let him explain.
I'm a very open person.
If he see Anu off his mic, let him explain.
I'm a very open person, so I like to explore different cultures. And what I've seen so far. Sorry, when I say explore different cultures, I'm not saying I've been with multiple.
You have been speaking around.
Let me just clarify that.
Hold your shell with your chest. You have been sleeping around.
I have not.
Different cultures.
We get it.
I have not.
See, Tega, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I've been in your shoes.
Okay, anyway, so what I've noticed is that actually the Nigerian culture, African culture, is very similar to some other cultures, okay, like the Latino culture,
wow,
the Asian culture. It's very, very similar, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's very similar. So, for example, they always do things like you need to get married before you live together. Some of them do it, and they also have like this religious background as well,
okay,
in some of this culture. And whenever I speak to people from those cultures, I notice a lot of similarities in the things we do and what they do as well. So when it comes to choose, I wouldn't say I would prefer a Nigerian automatically.
Okay.
So I'm very, very open to anyone that, you know, tickles my fancy and catches my
I know that you know answer my heart. I just know that you know answer my question. So let me ask you again. Why would anyone choose outside of their culture? What are the reasons that you think people, for example, you now, you said you are open.
Mm-hmm.
What are some reasons that you see someone that say, they've seen other cultures. They've seen Latinos, they've seen Hispanic, they've seen all sorts. And they would now choose those ones over their own actual. What are some reasons you think those people see?
I'm honestly not sure. To be honest,
so all your 1 year and 17 months is waste?
No, it's not waste. I'm just saying that it depends. See, I'm not looking at a culture, like a race or culture, when I'm looking to date someone.
Okay, I'm just looking at it as a person.
As a person, exactly. So I don't care if you're white, you're
black. Your coffee is 3 years since.
Relax. Latin,
2 years ago.
Relax.
Or whatever. I just want to, like, as long as the love is there, I'm fine.
Aww.
Yeah. But Tega, she'll be able to cook a dikaikon for you.
We'll learn together.
There's no time.
There's time. There's YouTube. Everything.
YouTube food did not used to slap like.
No.
The one that she learned from her mother.
Yeah, we can learn from my mother.
Okay. But that's another thing. Do you think, when it comes to dating people out of your culture or out of your race, do you think most times parents are always in support of that?
Well, parents, I think in general, they are not really comfortable with outside the culture, because they want someone whose culture they are familiar with, right? Yeah. Because for example, they know all the traditional rites. I know some cultures, they do like background check. So if you're going to marry like an Igbo lady, for example, they know where to go to ask questions. But if you're going to marry a Chinese woman, for example, who do they know that is Chinese that they're going to ask? You understand?
They just have to believe now.
So they want to have, you know, good sync with the family. They want to have, they just want things to be good. But they fear that when you are going outside the Nigerian culture, it's they are going outside of their own comfort zone. So it makes them shake a bit.
They go feel them.
They go feel them.
Because my mom is telling me to me, oh God, I'm going to wale. Oh God, I'm going to wale. And that is ringing at the back of my ears. But nobody go tell me what I go do.
Add me in the first.
Tega, so has there been any differences you've found it hard to deal with?
Like maybe the food. Let's say, for example, now you are a black guy and dating like a white guy, and the food she's always eating every time.
She doesn't sausage.
There's no pepper in their food. Everything is just bland. It's just or maybe you don't even understand her language. Let's say you are speaking Yoruba, she's speaking Portuguese. Like, what's that like?
I would say the biggest difference is the food, of course. Yeah, like you said.
So you miss your jollof rice?
Well, I don't miss it. So my girlfriend is actually really supportive.
In what sense?
She allows you to bring really third open. Person to third person. <no. laughs> She's really supportive. So, for example, the Dutch people love bread and egg. No, okay. Not bread and egg. Bread and cheese. Time. Bread and cheese, actually.
Okay.
So bread and cheese. Put it in a toaster and you grill it. That kind
what
of thing.
What do you mean bread and cheese? Just cheese.
No, just cheese.
Big, no egg, no vegetable. No,
bread, cheese, put it in toaster. And then eat it with a sauce like curry sauce or mayonnaise or something like that. That's what they love, right? But when we started dating, I taught her like how to like grill chicken properly, how to make jollof rice, how to make chicken, fried rice. I took Amala and Eba to our parents, you know. And that was when I realized actually the way we eat Eba is a skill. It's an actual skill, like cutting the eba and scooping it with the soup. They found it really, really difficult.
Why people don't know how to
do it? Shame, shame on you.
So for her, it's not a problem because she's willing to learn how to do all these things. But to answer your question, I think the food is the most.
It's a lot. Because food is something like you eat every day and something you're not used to. If somebody brings it, it can cause issues.
So, do you have any issues with language?
The language is really hard, actually. But the good thing is, everyone speaks English. Our parents speak English very well. I speak English very well, as you can tell already.
No.
but they also want me to learn the Dutch language because there are times when they're speaking English and they unconsciously switch to Dutch. Oh. And then my girlfriend would be like, English, English, English. And then they have to switch back to English. I mean, it's nice, but sometimes it makes me feel a bit strange because they have to switch to English because of me. You get what I mean? So Learning the language is something I have on my bucket list. And she has actually started teaching me some stuff.
I don't think language should be an issue.
So you're doing your own intercultural English.
This question is too.
It sounded as if you are interviewing Tega. I mean, I'm not interviewing Tega.
Tega is a guest. I'm not the guest.
This is a conversation, not an interview.
Okay.
Say, what was your own?
I think, before you learn, I think the main thing for me is when you're communicating with the person and they don't understand something. So there are some jokes that is like Nigerian specific or Yoruba specific that you can't relate, they can't relate with it, and it's just so annoying when the person you are with cannot relate to that kind of thing. And so there's no commonality among the two of you. There's no things for you to relate to. It's like that bond doesn't feel there because what you are used to is not what you are used to. Some things you find amusing, not what they find amusing. Language is not really an issue because if you have a common ground, like Tegalese, for example, English, it's not really a problem. Food, you can get around it. You can eat your food and they can eat their food and you can learn. But like your experiences are so different. Like it just feels off sometimes. That's like the one major thing I would say I've noticed.
Okay.
Over to you.
Fun fact. Fun fact.
Okay.
I've never had an
You've not dated outside Yoruba at all.
A matter of fact, you have to be from my state and village.
For real?
Yes.
For real?
Before we can have.
But is this something you want or what your parents want for you?
It's what I want. Because I want to be governor one day. And I don't want them to say my wife is not from my state. That's why I cannot run for governor.
You can walk then.
But anyways, actually I have not had an.
Tell me, you need to.
Let me think of it, please. I'm coming here. Let me think.
Please think.
Do you mean like serious relationship?
Oh my god. Have you been involved with anybody outside of
involved,
your culture?
Of course.
Of course. So the English.
Of course. When I say relationship, I just need to clarify.
No, I mean involved in
of
any way.
Of course, I've been involved with a lot. I mean, Efik, Tiff, outside. Robo.
You don't even wish my side.
In fact, in all the 773 local governments. I mean, and I don't have any issue
with any of them.
I don't have any issue.
Everything is perfect.
Everything is perfect.
Wow.
Yes. I'm a liberal man. I build bridges across this country. Mm. Please, if I'm going for president, remember this speech I made. But I don't think I've had cultural differences with anybody.
So everything just goes smoothly.
The only one time I was talking to this person, we're kind of getting close, she's South African, and the only differences we probably had was the language, because you're South Africans, when they speak, like I said, when they speak English a little bit,
they'll
mix their language, and I'm like, relax,
come back.
I don't understand. I think I wanted to start learning Zulu at the time, but
wow,
it didn't work out. So Tega, what do you think are the things that might make intercultural relationships not work out? Yes.
I would say if both partners are not open to accepting each other's culture, that would be a very big problem, actually. So a good example is over there, I don't know if it's all of Europe, when people start dating, even if they're like 17, 18, they tend to like move into their partner's house.
For years.
Spend quality time.
Quality time, and their parents are very supportive. Of course, it's not all parents, but I think majority of people do that. And if your partner wants to move into your house, you're from a Nigerian culture where you don't steal with each other.
Your mommy calls you and she's hearing female voice.
Exactly.
You explain yourself.
You understand? So if she's not open to the fact that you can't do that, then it's not going to work out. You understand me? So there are some other things like that. And another thing is, like I said, you need to be open. You need to learn the other person's culture, because there are a lot of things that they do which might look very strange to you at first. But with time, you get to understand some of these things. But if you're not open, I think just being open is the main thing.
Mm. Yeah. All your intercultural relationships are failed. What caused it to fail for you? What caused it? Tell us.
I think the major thing is not.
You found someone else.
Calm down. Let me land. I think the major one thing, I think it's close to what the guy said, is if you're not willing to compromise. So let's say, for example, now you're dating someone that is outside of your culture and you still want to be eating jollof rice in the morning, pounded yam in the afternoon, semo at night.
I'm an African man, I need to eat it.
Yeah, so you need to also know that they also have a life that they've lived before they met you, and you people need to find the balance in between that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the major thing. If you can't compromise,
yeah,
it's not going to last long.
Yeah. I think that explains why all of my entire never. Because I want to eat my egusi with vegetable, and some cultures don't cook egusi with vegetable.
And you learn how to cook it yourself now.
I mean, but anyways, so say if you had to pick now, if you had to set before you, ladies from all races and cultures
in the world, I'll pick them all. Okay, what's the question?
Pick one that you feel like you would have the most connection with.
I think it has to still be African. So I can't pick a specific culture, a tribe or whatever. But as long as they are African, I think I'm good.
Are you picking for marriage or just for shenanigans?
What do you mean shenanigans? You see,
I'm not a man of shenanigans.
See, we are straightforward men here.
Thank you.
As straight as an arrow, not crooked.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are for marriage.
So the boss.
So I think another thing I should also mention is, I think we've talked about like what cannot make you work. I think we should talk about some of the nice things about intercultural. I think it's really nice to learn about somebody else's culture, to see what life is outside where you are. For example, let's say in Yoruba land, they will say, used to be two people are working, do working between them, all those kind of funny things. You also learn about those things too as well. You also get exposed to the way they do things, get exposed to their food. Some cultures have really, really nice food, really nice as food. Well. So that's like one of the good things I would say of intercultural relationships.
See, if I'm to pick,
which one will you
pick? I'll pick the Latinas. No. Caramel, like this.
Why Latina?
I don't know what they call them, but if you give me one right, give me one right now, I'll tear off life.
I understand. You
know, that's why I'll pick people from Jamaica, you know, the Caribbean islands. I will be there.
Calm down.
For the long term. I mean, I'll be there. You know, and the point is that they're black too, I think. I mean, they're a little bit black, caramel.
Yeah, yeah.
They mixture.
Oh, you can put some black in there.
I'll put some black. I will definitely put some blacks in them. And white.
So, Tega, what would you say there are some, like, nice things of dating outside of your culture?
Oh, wow. I think the biggest one for me is that there's no bride price.
Here we...
How did I ever not think of that?
This nigga cheated life.
You are not familiar with
it. I was not familiar with it. So are you telling me right now that if I manage to get a Dutch lady, I'm not paying anything on her head? I'm not doing anything on her head?
Well, from what I've seen so far, there is no bride price.
Make it not be saying that that's when they will not bring one policy. When it's my turn to get one, they will not bring one policy and say you must.
No. Okay. So for them, marriage is very simple.
Yeah, that's nice.
Both of you are happy together. You want to get married. Fine. Invite your friends. Invite your parents. Do something in a park or in a church, and that's it. You know. And I think the bride thing is actually like really traditional, like Nigeria, for example.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it in like other countries, but I think in India the woman pays.
It's, yes, that's why I'm going. I'm going to go to Mumbai.
I thought you were going to Jamaica. Relax. You're going to go. Fly to Mumbai.
Relax.
Make a quick stop.
See, after I'm done, like 4 or 5 years with the Caribbean, when I want to settle down.
Well, you know,
I will now go to Mumbai and collect money for my family. Because, and you know, Indians, I don't know, have you seen Indians really up close? Yes. Like, not in the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was working with one time. Skin is flawless, and I'm not even joking. Like, you know, when they say when someone paints someone's skin with crayon, that's how it was. And I will be there.
You have been there for like 3 different cultures now.
I can be in a lot of places. And I want to collect bride price or groom's price as well. I deserve it.
You think
so? I think that's one thing I really find interesting.
Stay in your place that you not pay. But what do you want to collect groom price again?
I know, say I won't collect groom price. I say you won't collect groom price now.
So another thing is, do you think it lasts long time?
You mean marriages?
Like, the marriages in intercultural. Do you think, like, for example, let's say you moved in with someone, you married yourself. Like, do you think it's something that people manage well? People that are from different races, is it something that is actually common? Is it like a stats to show how many intercultural marriages or
work,
divorce, or maybe succeed?
Well, I think people, the mentality we have over here, especially with the older generation, is that when you marry a white person, chances of divorce is high.
Okay.
But I think what I've just noticed is, in the Netherlands, for example, if you're unemployed, you get unemployment benefits from the government.
Okay.
Right? So, no one is really broke, per se.
Hmm.
You get what I mean? So, that's why you can't necessarily win a girl with your money.
Wow.
So, if you're with a woman and you think like, okay, I can, you know, show I have money, she's going to fall for me, and blah, blah, blah. She might fall for you, but by the moment you mess up, she's like,
bye.
They don't want to, like, take BS. You get what I mean?
Okay.
But over here, it's like, maybe the guy is very rich, the woman is managing, or she's poor, her family is poor, and they have a problem. She cannot just say bye, because then her family are going to be like, are you sure you're okay?
Without, yeah.
You understand? If you break up with this guy, who's going to take care of us? Who's going to send money? You get me? So I think for marriages to work, whether interracial or the same race, it really depends on both partners. Okay. How openly do you communicate? How honest are you to each other? How much effort are you putting into it to make it work?
Right. So, Tega, while you were talking, I went to do some digging and I found this stat. It says that about 41% of intercultural marriages end in a divorce in the first 10 years.
yeah,
as opposed to 7.5% of intra-ethnic marriages.
Yeah.
So that means like the divorce rate is higher if you marry someone of not the same race as you. See, what do you think of that information? Are you still interested in?
It means that they are here for a good time, not a long time.
I'll be there.
I mean, there are different factors that affect divorce.
Yeah.
It's easy to look at stats and say, oh, this 40-something%, blah blah blah. But it probably means that if there is a lot of differences between two people, it's hard to keep things together. I think that's like the one thing. It's easy to do it in 3 months when everything is rosy, six months, 1 year. But when things are getting really, really serious, the differences, those small differences that might not look like an issue at the beginning, would tend to blow up. Tega, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because I think it's not about them being interracial. I mean, interracial plays a big part because the culture is different. But like we said at the start of the show, you need to understand and be open to the culture. And if early on you feel like, Omo, I know if you cope with this thing, don't pretend. Because when you pretend,
just because it's a Latino team.
Exactly, because it's a Latino, I feel like I can cope.
I will stretch it as long as I can.
What are you stretching?
I will stretch every ounce of it.
Okay. So yeah, I think it's just about communicating from the start. Like, babe, this is your cultural thing, Omo, I don't think I can cope with it, you know.
This is your culture, that is the guy that has to be cooking for the wife. For the wife.
I cannot in my own culture, it's the wife that does everything, you understand? And if at the beginning you're pretending like you can do it, then in the long run it's gonna lead to divorce. Actually, some of the stories I've heard of divorce is something that happened like this, right? The guys felt like they could cope with something, and in the long run they couldn't at the end of the day, so they had to divorce. So I think it's really down to both partners. Of course, statistics can say what they want to say, but at the same time, we still have very successful interracial marriages as well.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Preach.
I sound like a couple therapist or something.
Go and start a business.
I will.
And stop collecting unemployment funds.
No worry, Tinubu will soon offer that one for us.
Just the play. So, Sheyi, I put it to you.
Okay.
Right? As I think we've said a lot. As the parting question,
okay,
would you or would you not engage?
Yes. 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 But what's the question?
You know the question.
Right? Yes. That's the answer. Yes. Yes. Capital letter. Yes.
Okay.
You call.
Let me think about it.
You are remembering your mother's words, Abby.
I'm remembering my mother's words.
As you want to go, like, you are remembering. Oh, mommy, my child.
I
don't need to ask Tega because it's you.
Tega is here, but Sheyi, I will be there.
Okay.
I will do it.
You do whatever. You stretch.
I mean,
it's nothing wrong. Humans are humans.
What's the worst that can go wrong?
Exactly.
What's it worth?
Small language barrier here and there. Small food barrier here and
a little
there.
Price to pay.
A little for a lifetime of.
Shay, have you seen those behind?
Timmy,
the price is worth it.
Yeah. I'm ready to risk it all.
I'll risk it.
Yes. I don't mind. Even if it lasts for like 1 year, it's okay.
My mom can say whatever she wants.
Wow.
Mommy, are you listening?
Your mother's prayers, I don't think.
I don't think they are the first council. I don't mind. So Tega, when you last came here, did you give nuggets? Did you give
No, we have not started that at the show.
We haven't.
We have not
That's
started
a
that.
Lie.
That's a lie because
we started nuggets. No. I gave nuggets. Yes.
Do you remember? Tell us the nuggets you gave.
I was like, whatever you find yourself doing, do it well. Don't give up. Keep pursuing it.
So that's why you went to Dutch. I pursued it.
I did it well. I was following my dream, boss. Okay. Because what? No, make I not talk.
No, say what's in your mind. Is a free space.
No, I be one talk. Say when I day young, I had this vision that I will marry a white woman.
So that's always been your dream.
I'm just pursuing the vision.
Okay. I mean, it's a good vision. So is that your vision too?
No, yes. It's everybody's vision. That's normal. When you are younger, you see people on TV and you like want to be there. Or you want to, you know, whatever. But
so Tega, that's your old nuggets. What's your new nuggets now? For the next 2 years, 17 months, I will not see you again. Give us one.
So it might be 10 years, 29 months.
Give us.
No, I will come back and do wedding now.
Hey, we will be there.
Definitely.
So Tega, wait first.
Actually, what are interracial weddings like?
Yeah, that's what I just wanted
or
to
inter-
ask. Is she going to wear them? Is that a show?
Okay, she has to now, definitely.
She has to.
Are you doing? Yeah.
They don't have anything.
Wow, are you shading your new culture? No,
I'm just
saying. Do they have any like traditional rice? No. You have to be like scared like the Scottish people.
No, they have nothing.
They don't have all these schnapps you just blow on the floor.
Just do whatever you want to do. If you even wear hoodie, go safe. No one is going to be
like... So you're not going to spend so much on your wedding?
No.
That's another advantage.
I mean, white people don't really do this big old Owambe like we do.
They don't, actually. They don't.
But then that means the weddings are not fun, because Owambe weddings are
really... No, they actually have fun weddings.
So are you considering that if I come to your wedding, I will not have it for more than I have soap inside Pepe?
No, that's why we're going to have two.
Two.
One in Nigeria and one for those that can afford tickets boats. To Netherlands.
In both. Plus one are with pomo, plus one are with bread and cheese.
You won't miss out.
I won't miss it. Don't worry. So take out your nugget.
My nuggets. So for those in, I'm not a relationship expert, and even my relationship is still very young. But what I'll just say is communication is very integral in any relationship. It's like the backbone. So just be open about communicating. And one thing, I don't know if we have time. Therapy is not bad.
Therapy is not bad.
What do you mean? Therapy is not a bad thing.
You are starting to think like a white man. What do you mean therapy is not bad?
Therapy is not a bad thing, because when you go for therapy, you know some things about yourself. So for example, well, you don't need therapy to know some of these things, but when you know your love languages, you know your attachment styles, you know all of these things.
So it's gonna help you
because you begin to understand why your partner is acting certain way.
I don't know how one bites the dust. What is this? So when I was here like a couple of days ago, and Tega was, we were on a round table enjoying our dinner, right? Fancy dinner, we paid overpaid for it. By the way, I need to be a person. Fancy dinner, we enjoyed. And Tega came up with, what are your attachment styles?
Yes, no.
First thing that came to my head is wig. Because I don't understand. Is it braids or what? Tega's, all these things. That's why in intra-racial relationship, you don't need all of this.
You just go to a game parlor. We talk about normal things.
If you're having issues, I'll call a mommy.
Simple. No need for therapy. No
need for that to our family. If that's the case, no need for therapy. Wasting all those money.
I'm not saying you should go to therapy. I'm just saying therapy is not bad, because over here we see therapy in a bad light. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying that I will call our parents.
So that's my nugget. It's a very big nugget, but it's enough for 2 weeks, guys. So yeah.
Okay. So Sheyi, you're next.
Because
you did not give nuggets last week.
Oh, I didn't.
You will give two today.
Okay. So yeah, try out your culture. Don't be scared. It might sound.
Try out your culture.
Try out other cultures rather. Like if you want to see what life is, don't just be boxed in one spot. Don't be like Timmy. That his mommy says his wife must be from. State
from my village,
because sometimes the love of your life is not in your state, it's not in your village, it's in Brazil or Colombia.
Ooh, during the 2014 World Cup,
Portugal. So
I remember,
so you have to be open-minded.
Okay,
that's it.
That's one.
Second nugget is
don't give up on your dreams.
Hey, God, oh, to say wise,
yes, even that nugget you 1 year.
Okay, well and good. This is what I'm going to say. I can't say what everybody is saying.
Okay.
What I'm going to say is, Ajole Dabile.
There's no place like home.
The journey cannot be like the home. There's no place like home. To be honest, you can preach interracial relationship, you can preach interracial whatever. But for me, what I think is best is you having someone that you can actually relate to on not just things going forward from when you met, but things going backward about your lives, right? So if you go to, what's the most remote area in this life that Nigerians don't really go to?
Maybe Antarctica or something.
I will go and look for a Yoruba woman that can put a foreigner, egusi, and you know, turn eba. That is my nugget.
To me, I just don't agree.
My nugget is that as much as you obviously want to try new stuff, don't say because you are in a new place you shouldn't like try to link up with people of like cultures, because at the end of the day, when the going gets tough, it's someone that can relate to your struggles that can actually stick with you.
I mean
it is what it is. But Tega, you do the closing remarks for us today, because only God knows when we'll see you again.
So we need to milk
every each. We should have even done introductions, but we're just thinking that Bell should keep our fans, our listeners on suspense. So you will do the closing remarks. You have been listening to all of our episodes.
You today, know if you have not been listening to this, they will catch you.
Will know.
Oh yeah. What if I just want to do my own thing?
They play.
You are not allowed to.
Okay, listeners, thanks a lot for listening to us today. I hope you've learned one or two from this very interesting. Does it? I wait to consign me. Nobody give me mic.
Sorry, both.
Okay, good. Continue.
So I hope you learned one or two, and I hope you'll be able to explore and not be like Daddy Timmy. And you know, go to therapy if you need it.
This is the worst closing remark in our lives.
Ever.
Oh, yeah, make another closing remark. I don't vex.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to listen to our previous episodes if you've not, as well as follow us on Instagram, Twitter at InTheMiddleFM, as well as on YouTube, on TikTok, and all of the social media platforms that we currently are on. I think those are the ones that we're on, right?
Yeah.
Right. And listen to our show, share with your friends, follow on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Anchor, on Breaker, on Amazon Music, on Audio Mac, even on Boomplay. I'm just joking, I know Boomplay. But yeah, thank you very much. You will come again with maybe we should tie Tiger down.
You seem for
the next episode.
Yeah.
You'd have to come and tell us about, you know, the nightclubs, the strip clubs. And you know, you don't be attending those places, do you?
I go to church only.
Deeply. because your partner will listen to this, just deeply. Anyways, to see you in 2 weeks. Thank you very much. Bye.